pasuk says, "Vo'etnu es halavim nesunim le'aron levanim mitok bnei Yisrael, la'avodes avodas bnei Yisrael bi'ol moed, ulechaper al bnei Yisrael, v'lo yiyah b'nei Yisrael negev, v'geshes bnei Yisrael al hakodesh." Very interesting pasuk, because it mentions bnei Yisrael five times. And it could have just said, Osam. Could have said, "Vo'etnu es halavim nesunim le'aron levanim mitok bnei Yisrael, la'avodes avodasam bi'ol moed, ulechaper aleihem." But it mentions Bnei Yisrael five times in the same pasuk. So Rashi says, "Chamisha pamim nemer Bnei Yisrael b'mikra zeh lehodiach chibasam, to tell us how precious Bnei Yisrael are. Shenichpelu azgeroseim b'mikra echad k'minyan chamisha chum sheitora. The Chach Reisi b'Reishis Rabba. It's a medrash in Reishis Rabba. So first of all, if you look at the pasuk, you'll see that each of the things that the Levim do. Right, the Rabbanu Shalom took the Levim mitoch bnei Yisrael, la'avodes avodas bnei Yisrael. Right, that they're nesunim li'aron levonav mitoch bnei Yisrael, la'avodes avodas bnei Yisrael bi'ol moed, lechaper al bnei Yisrael, v'lo yeh b'nei Yisrael negev, begeshes bnei Yisrael al hakodesh. So each one refers to a different pasuk. It could be that Vo'etna Salavim the Sunim Li Aaron Levonov Mitok Bnei Yisrael. That's Vayikra. Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. So it speaks about the Levim being given over to serve the Kohanim. La Avodis Avodas Bnei Yisrael Bi Oel Moed. So it could be that's Shmos. That's where the Mishkan was put up. And Klal Yisrael had the Avoda to be Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And the Levim do that avoda in Oel Moed. Ulechaper al bnei Yisrael, the union of kapara for chatoim of Klal Yisrael sin is Bamidbar. Bamidbar is full of all the chatoim that Klal Yisrael did in the Midbar. So the Levim are mechaper al bnei Yisrael. V'lo yeh b'vnei Yisrael negev begeshes bnei Yisrael al hakodesh. V'lo yeh b'vnei Yisrael negev, they won't get sick. That's what's it called in Devarim. Devarim is Mishneh Torah is Musar, rebuke, right? That saves Klal Yisrael from harm. And Begeshes Bnei Yisrael HaKodesh, Klal Yisrael Lamaisa have a tremendous mission, right? That they have to be higher Kodesh or whatever. That comes from the Avos. That's Bereishis. So it's connected each of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, each of the functions of the Levim in the place of Klal Yisrael referred to a different Chumash. The problem is, why mention it here? L'chora, Bnei Yisrael are very special. Tell me in the beginning of the Torah. Tell me in the end of the Torah. Why in the middle of Parshas Baloscha I have to know that Bnei Yisrael are Chavivim k'Chamisha Chumshei Torah? So I think the answer is very simple. And that is this Parsha, this part of the Sedra speaks about separating the Levim from Bnei Yisrael. The Daltas of Levim, they weren't counted as part of the census of Klal Yisrael. They don't live together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. They have their own cities. In the Mishkan, they had their own place to live, Machne Leviya. And L'chor, I would think that the reason that the Rabbanu Shalom separated Levim from the rest of Klal Yisrael is something wrong with Klal Yisrael. So God doesn't want them tainted by these lowly, regular Jews. So they have to be separated. In order not to make that mistake, Torah says that in the place where it says that mitoch b'nei Yisrael, that the Levim are separated from Klal Yisrael, it tells us that Klal Yisrael are as precious as the five Chamisha Chumshei Torah. There's nothing wrong with b'nei Yisrael. So why separate the Levim? Just the opposite. The Levim are supposed to be the Mashpiim. They're supposed to be Mashpiim on Klal Yisrael. So why would you separate them? You'd want them mixed up in the middle of Klal Yisrael. The answer is that in order for somebody to Mashpiim on somebody else, they can't be mixed together completely. Because if they're mixed together completely, then Hashpoas HaSviva, the Hashpoa of the environment is such that everybody's mushba from everybody else, and everybody reaches the lowest common denominator. If you want to be mushba from somebody, you want to be mashpi on somebody, you have to be a certain distance from them. And that way, they have somebody to look up to. I always like to say, the Klal Yisrael, the number of Klal Yisrael was 600,000. And that, the Zohar says, represents Yesh Shishim Ribui Osios LaTorah. Yisrael spells there are 600,000 letters to the Torah. Meaning that there's 600,000 letters in the Torah, and every Jewish neshama, the 600,000 root clusters of neshamas in Klal Yisrael, everybody's part of one of these clusters, these root neshamas, and every Jew is a letter in the Torah. There's only one problem. There aren't 600,000 letters in the Torah. There's only 304,588. I think that's the number. It's in the end of this chumash. So, l'chora, it's not just, you know, like plus or minus one or two. It's 300,000 letters missing. So, the Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin speaks about it. He gives a few terutzim. There's a lot of terutzim. But I don't think there's any question. The question would only be if it said there's 600,000 letters in the Torah. There aren't 600,000 letters in the Torah. But it wouldn't spell Yisrael. It would be Yeshishim Ribui Osios Batorah. It would spell Yisra'ab. It wouldn't spell Yisrael. In order to spell Yisrael, it has to say Yeshishim Ribui Osios LaTorah. Which means that in addition to the 304,000 written letters in the Torah, you have to add another 600,000 letters to make the Torah complete, and those are the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. A complete Torah is Torah and Klal Yisrael together. As it says, Yisrael, V'yoraisa, V'kutsh Yabrichu, Chadu, they're all one. The Torah isn't complete unless it's connected to Klal Yisrael. But the only problem is the 600,000, right, was only the number of Klal Yisrael. The Levium weren't part of that. The Levium were another 22,000. So the Levium don't have a share in the Torah. They're not hinted to in the Torah. Their neshamas are not part of the Torah. So I was thinking once that there's something else in the Torah besides letters. And that's sirtut. Sirtut are the lines that you have to write or draw on the parchment, or indent in the parchment with a blunt instrument before you write a Sefer Torah. So aside from the letters that you can see that are written in ink, there's also lines on the parchment. I wanted to say that the Levium are the lines. What's the purpose of the line? You write the letters on the top of the letter on the line. So the line keeps the letter straight, keeps the word straight, and they give the letter something to look up to. That's a Levi. The Levium are people to look up to be mashpia, and to keep Klal Yisrael in line, keep them straight. And then I made a cheshbon, okay? In a Sefer Torah of 304,000 letters, a regular Sefer Torah, the minig, the way we write it, how many words to a column, how many columns, it works out that there are 11,000 lines in a Sefer Torah, approximately, 11,000 lines. That means that if you had a Sefer Torah that was 600,000 letters, it would be approximately 22,000 lines. How many Levium were there? 22,000. So it works exactly perfect. That there are 22,000 lines in a 600,000 letter Sefer Torah, those are the Levium. Levium are the lines. The lines are not mixed in with the letters. They're separate from the letters. They're separate amongst but not together with. That's how Hashpah has to be. You want to be mashpia on somebody, so you have to be amongst them, but not together with them. If you're together with them, then they'll be mashpia on you, and everybody will reach the lowest common denominator. With that, I'm going to explain a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was traveling, and he met somebody, and the guy gave him shalom, and he answered him shalom, and the man said to Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, "Where do you come from?" So Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, "I come from a city full of Talmidei Chachamim." So the man said, "Wow, I envy you, because I come from a city where there are no Talmidei Chachamim. We don't have one Talmud Chacham in our city. Would you like to come and live with us in our place? And I'll give you unlimited funds, money, diamonds, whatever you want. We have plenty of money, we don't have any Torah. So would you like to come and live in our place? And we'll give you unlimited budget, unlimited funds." Now, Lechor, if you were Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, you had this opportunity, what would you say? No, not going? Or, wow, Kiruv. What?
Sure.
Kiruv. Right? Not only that, you have all the money. So bring a yeshiva, bring what's it called, a girls' school, build a cheder. You'll make a new Makom Torah. That's all Makomos Torah started like that. Right? Lakewood, New Jersey was not a Makom Torah before Avraham built Lakewood there. So he made it into a Makom Torah. He didn't stay in New York, which at the time was a Makom Torah, and remain there. He went to a new place and made it a Makom Torah. Bnei Brak was not a Makom Torah until the Chazon Ish built up Bnei Brak into a Makom Torah. Right? And the Makom Torah was Yerushalayim. He didn't stay in Yerushalayim. He went to Bnei Brak and built a new Makom Torah. That's all the Makomos HaTorah in the world started because people left the existing Makomos HaTorah and started new ones. So you would expect Rav Yosef ben Kisma to say, sure, when's the next train? What did Rav Yosef ben Kisma say? Right, you can give me all the money in the world and any door el b'makom Torah. I'm only going to live in a makom Torah. I won't go to a place where it's not a makom Torah. So what kind of answer is that? So I want to explain the mission the following way. Rav Yosef ben Kisma didn't say he wasn't going. He agreed to go, but he didn't like the terms of the invitation. The invitation said, "Ritzoncha shetodur imanu bimkomenu. Would you like to live with us in our place?" L'chor, it's redundant. If you want to live with us, it's obviously in our place. If you want to live in our place, obviously with us. Let's shut with us in our place. They wanted him to come and live with them, mamish, together with them, in their place. And they figured, we'll be close, and then we'll be Yom HaVash be on us. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, nothing doing. If I come and live together with you in your place, you're going to be mashpia on me, I'll be mashpia on you, we'll all reach the lowest level. I'm going to come to your place, but in any dor eleba makom Torah, I'm going to create my own makom Torah in your place, not together with you, amongst you. And you'll be able to be mushba from my makom Torah. It's like to compare it to an artist's conception of a settlement on the moon. Right, so it's enclosed in a bubble of its own atmosphere and gravity. It's on the moon. It's amongst the moon, but it's not with the moon. It's insulated from the rest of the moon. And anybody who wants to can come and be influenced and take advantage of that bubble. It's there, it's close by, but it's not together. There's a separation. Because if there is no separation, then there is no hashpah. So what is Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma going to do? He's going to come, build a yeshiva, build a makom Torah, and all the people of the city are going to be able to come to that makom Torah and have something to look up to, like the lines. They have something to look up to and something to keep them in place. They have a higher standard to be mushba from. Right? Anybody who wants to mashpia, a Levi has to mashpia on Klal Yisrael, he can't be mamish together. He can't be their friend. He has to be friendly. But if he's their friend, she's never going to mashpia on them. They'll have a friend, but they won't have a mashpia. People think in America that parents should be friends to their kids, right? And they call them by first name, you know, what's it called? This is Jack and that's John, and you know, kids and parents, everybody's the same thing. So the kids have friends, but they're not parents. They have two more friends, father and a mother are the friends, but they're not their parents. There's no authority. There's nothing to look up to. So you have to always create a makom Torah, and therefore the Levim had to be separated from Klal Yisrael. They had to be amongst them, but not with them. But not because there's something wrong with Klal Yisrael, just the opposite. Because the Rabbanu Shlom knew what potential Klal Yisrael had. There is Chaviv is Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So it'll help for the Levim to be something to look up to. Klal Yisrael will take the advantage of it. It'll help them to keep them in line. But if they're mamish together with them, they're just another letter, they'll never be mashpia on them. So therefore the Torah went out of its way to tell us in the place where the Levim were separated from Klal Yisrael, because that's the only way they'll be mashpia, is not because there's something wrong with Klal Yisrael, it's because that's the way that Hashpah has to be. Klal Yisrael are chavivim kechamisha chumshei Torah. Still, the Levim have to be a model that's amongst but separated in order to give them something to look up to. And that's the way Klal Yisrael is. That's the way a Jew has to live in the world. We're an am levodod yishkom. We don't live together with the goyim. We live amongst the goyim. We live in the same world they live in. But we live insulated from them. We should live in Eretz Yisrael. And that Eretz Yisrael, we create a bubble in the world. It's part of the world, but it's not together with the world. It's separated. And from that bubble is like a lighthouse. Comes tremendous hashpah to the goyim. They look up to Klal Yisrael. That's where it's supposed to be. But the society that we create in Eretz Yisrael. When we're not in Eretz Yisrael, we live amongst the Goyim too, then we have to create Makomos Torah that we live in. Shuls, kehilos, yeshivas. And that's a little bubble that Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, and then he dorel b'makom Torah. You create your own Makom Torah. It's like a bubble amongst the rest. And you give a chance for the nations of the world to look up to that Makom Torah. But if you don't live in your own little Makom Torah, you live mamish, shoulder to shoulder with the rest of the world, then they're going to meshbih on you. So wherever a person goes, right, if he has to live amongst people that are not on his madriga, so he has to create to a certain degree a Makom Torah for himself with different standards, higher standards, be friendly, be amongst, but not together. And give the other people something to look up to, and then you'll be mashbih on them, and keep yourself at a distance in such a way that you are insulated, that hashpah shouldn't have hashpah and drag you down. Instead, you should be dragging everybody else up by giving them something to look up to and a makom Torah to be able to be mushba from.